This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies. Meanwhile, Haifa sees a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, from earlier this hour, Israel has transferred laser and defense systems to the United Arab Emirates during the ongoing conflict with Iran. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Israeli defense forces have struck targets in Lebanon this morning. This action follows continued violations by Hezbollah. Also this hour, the Forward highlights that a peace summit in Tel Aviv has gathered thousands, aiming for progress amid the ongoing multi-front war. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that a new shipment of 6,500 tons of munitions and military equipment from the U.S. has arrived in Israel. And finally, in earlier reporting, the Financial Times reveals that Israel assisted the Emirates with advanced defense systems amid rising regional tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Jeremy Leibler, a community leader, posted just minutes ago questioning political leaders about standing against phrases calling for violence. In a post just now, Dan Bermawi, who has written on geopolitical issues, mentioned similar themes covered in his book. Real Bassem Eid, a human rights activist, highlighted that the Israeli Navy intercepted a flotilla overnight, describing it as a PR stunt by Hamas supporters. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's transfer of laser and defense systems to the United Arab Emirates. As reported by Walla and the Financial Times, this strategic move supports the Emirates amidst tensions with Iran. This highlights Israel's strengthening ties with Gulf allies in a volatile regional landscape. Turning to the IDF strikes in Lebanon. Israel Hayom reports these actions follow Hezbollah's repeated provocations. The strikes target Hezbollah's infrastructure, increasing pressure on the group. This could escalate tensions along the northern border, affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, the peace summit in Tel Aviv, as covered by The Forward, seeks elusive progress amid conflict. Thousands gathered today to push for diplomatic solutions. This initiative underscores a public desire for peace and resolution, even as conflicts persist. On the military front, I-24 News shares that a significant U.S. arms shipment has bolstered Israeli defense capabilities. This support is part of a global logistics operation, reinforcing Israel's military readiness. This influx of equipment may shift dynamics in ongoing regional conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that an SAP labor dispute has escalated as employees halt responses to system failures. The conflict arose after management aimed to cancel a collective agreement impacting operations. Separately, Globes indicates that despite a merger between Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid's parties, there's no gain for the opposition. Polls show no shift in voter support, suggesting the merger's limited political impact. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Japan's economy is facing challenges from the Strait of Hormuz crisis. The blockade impacts global trade, with Japan feeling early effects. This situation may influence global market stability, affecting economies worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.